Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The drive is live.
This is an all of them problem, right? They've been speaking and saying all offseason, what is it? They want to put a ring on the bull. I'm not even trying to say that to be.
I think that's correct. I think that is correct.
They kept saying that, and they didn't make any maneuvers in the offseason that said
ring on the bull.
Yep. They made moves like. Like they just got the job.
Nothing.
Like they just made moves like they are building. Like not that they just won back-to-back AFC South championships and they're trying to get to the next level. Like you said, how many offensive minds would be standing up on the table going off? Yeah, it's the same cats that was all there last year that didn't stand on the table.
Correct. Correct. That's
what I'm saying. You're saying, we said was all Bobby's fault last year, and them correct. Same jokers is there. Bill Lazor's is still walking around in there.
They brought in Chaplinsky.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I don't think
Chaplinsky's the right way. I think I was thinking my golf game.
Danny Barrett, the running backs coach, yeah. McDaniels.
You're right.
Yeah, McDaniels, Ben McDaniels, he's still waltzing around there.
I'm not trying to call anybody out. I'm just saying, I make that point to emphasize how egregious it is of what they put on film offensively. Because the head coach comes up here and goes, "Oh, we're close." And no, you're not. You're not even remotely close. It is extremely bad football. And it's so bad that my point to emphasize how bad it is any coach over there, and I just use Gerard because he's played the position, so if anybody knows it, it's him, right? Any coach over there should be willing to lose their job to get this right. And should stand on the table.
Forget this,
Mr. Nice Guy, and we're all going to be accountable to each other. And what do they keep saying? It's a collaborative effort and all this kind of stuff. Forget that, man. Somebody should stand on the table, or somebody should have stood on the table Tuesday in the coaches' meeting and said, "Guys, it is." We should be embarrassed that we're picking up paychecks from Cal and Hannah McNair every Tuesday, and we throw two balls behind the line of scrimmage in this game.
Stop being a dumpster fire.
We should be, and it's not. And again, I'm at this point. I don't know how everybody's not standing on the table. I'm beyond just blaming the offensive coordinator. I don't know how D'Amico Ryans isn't at the point of like just his head fixing to pop off. He's so mad.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Clint, and I want to let the people hear the Mina Kimes, because I think that'll lead right into our tape drop Wednesday. That usually it's Tuesday, we'll do it on Wednesday. A lot to get to. We'll hear from D'Amico and CJ. on the show as they will speak to the media today. You'll get to hear that a little bit later on. We'll hear from Cecil Shorts III. We'll see what his thoughts are. Week two of the I wonder does Cecil know that he's going to be with us every week? But I wonder if he knows that. We'll get his thoughts. He played in the league and played offense at receiver. We'll get his thoughts on things. But Clint, I mean, what's going to be the excuse or explanation this time, right? Should we be led to believe that now it's Nick Caley who's ignoring everyone? And it's Nick Caley who is not who's not listening to anybody? Because this sounds, I'll be honest with you, I'm not shocked or surprised at all. I thought this was probably a good bet that they may have some problems like this. I didn't think we would be in week two talking about the same exact things that was said last year, right? I didn't think that same exact things that was said last year. I didn't think we would be hearing that. But I wonder, is Nick Caley just not listening to anybody else? Because that's what it was last year. The OC wasn't listening to anybody else and just going rogue and doing things on his own. I wonder what is the explanation this time.
They're all fixable.
It is. That's the one thing that Clint keeps saying. It's you can win with this line. Before Clint gets to his breakdown, he referenced what Mina Kimes said. Let's listen to what she had to say about this offense, as they did a segment on the Houston Texans offense, protection, and everything on ESPN yesterday. Here's Mina Kimes talking about their offense.
He looked a lot more comfortable than CJ Stroud did last night. 13 different bucks got pressure. 13. How is that even possible?
That's outrageous.
All offseason, we were told that even though it didn't look like they fixed the offensive line on paper, well, we're going to put more on our quarterback's plate, and mentally he's going to be able to solve it in a new scheme. It is not playing out that way early on for the reasons that Dan described. This is an operational issue. This is not just about the bad offensive line or running backs not picking up the blitz. It's the whole thing. It's the quarterback. It's the scheme. It's the players as well. They got to find a way to triage this by making life easier for Stroud. It feels like at the moment there are no easy buttons for him to push. Last night, Baker Mayfield had 11 passes behind the line of scrimmage. CJ Stroud had 2, right? Like, I understand not having Christian Kirk in there is maybe throwing a wrench in things, and of course Tank Dell's not healthy, but they cannot lean on longer developing plays the way that they have so far early in the season, even if Nico Collins is your best receiver downfield, because he is not surviving at this rate.
All right, that was Mina Kimes talking about this offense protections. Clint, you watched the tape today, and I know the protection and all of that is not the only thing you saw, but if we can start where she was, what did you see from watching the All-22?
Well, I'll explain how, would she say 13 players got pressure?
Yeah.
Because
how is that even possible?
The defensive coordinator knew that if I just put 8-9 guys at the line of scrimmage, including the corners with all the cut splits that these guys for some reason are in love with, then I can literally bring anybody from anywhere on the field, and I think they loosely define pressure, to be completely honest with you. But you know, whatever stat she's looking at, so that's how that happens. That's I don't think that is necessarily indicative of offensive line play being that bad. Now I'm not in no way, shape, or form trying to tell you that it was great, but I think Dari Agunbowale had several. I think CJ had a couple. I think there were free runners. They blitzed a corner one time off of a cut split receiver. That would fall under the pressure category. I think three different offensive linemen did get beat in man-to-man situations in pretty ugly fashion pretty quickly, I think. And on top of that, the quarterback very rarely, if ever, having a quick option by design. This isn't because it's not there. This is by design a good chunk of the time. That hangs the offensive line and overall the protection out to dry and puts them in a spot where they just cannot make a mistake. They have got to be literally, they have to build a wall every single snap or CJ Stroud's going to get pressured. And so I think there's two or three times where CJ Stroud left the pocket and now he scrambled to go get first downs, get positive yardage. Those would probably be considered pressures. In reality, they weren't. It was a good pocket. I'll be honest with you. I think if you watch this game, and I don't even think you have to take all things considered. I think if you just watch this game, I think Baker Mayfield was under more pressure than CJ Stroud.
How about that?
Now, he and his coach, he and his staff did a much better job of planning for it. Like, you could watch them play, and you could tell they were planning for a defense that was a pressure defense that he couldn't hold the football with. Now, by nature, he holds the football some, so he still did it. But you could tell their plan was to create options for their quarterback the majority of the time, even on second and long, give him somewhere to get back ahead of the chains, give him an option to break a tackle. They gave him they kept their running backs, their top two running backs on the field, all but one snap of the game. When he checked the football down, he was checking down to a really, really, really good NFL running back, and one of them that's really hard to touch in a damn phone booth, much less on a football field when he has space. So they dealt with it significantly better than the Texans
and doing
did.
It with multiple backup offensive linemen and guys yes. playing out of place.
Yes, and versus and versus
Will
the pass
Anderson.
Rush.
Yeah.
And, versus a pass rush that is I think viewed as one of the best in the NFL, top five probably pass. If you just narrow this thing down to pass rush, they're definitely a top five pass rush. So they had a better plan. They executed their plan better. They adjusted on the fly significantly better. And this doesn't need to be pinned on the offensive line, in my opinion. What was it great? No, it wasn't great. But could you win with? Could you bump our offensive line play up? Just take everything else out of the picture. Take all like hit the disappear button. My wife, by the way, taught me how you could clean up a picture this week on the new iPhones. They're tremendous. I didn't know you could take things out of it like that. It's unbelievable what they can do now. Right, but if you did
Thanks
that
for that pit stop,
if you ahead. Did well, I'm saying if you did that with the video, you took the Texans offensive line play, or just let's call it protection, and you took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers protection, and you took all the other players off the field, and you just said, all right, hit the button. Baker Mayfield was under just as much stress and strain and pressure as C.J. Stroud was. Was there as many free runners? I don't think so, but he got the ball out so quick several times that when there were free runners, he's throwing a screen, right? So we don't talk about it. No, it's not. It doesn't get into a pressure. It's a free runner, but it doesn't get to a pressure because he's throwing the screen, right? So yeah, I just disagree wholeheartedly. I'm literally, the more we talk about it, Ron, the more frustrated I am and with D'Amico Ryans. I don't know how you watch that film and then. When asked about the offensive line, when asked about C.J. Stroud, when asked about getting the ball to Nico Collins, those are all problems, by the way. Those are all, like, those need to be addressed.
But what's the big one?
But how you don't go to, we've got to coach better. That is the number one coach crutch in all of America. Blame it on me. The coach has got to coach better. You could use that here and be dead on. We've got to coach better on offense. We got to prepare these guys better. We've got to give the quarterback more options. We've got to use Nico better. We've got to keep the running back. They admitted it. They admitted it by the snap count this week, by the way. I mean, they went from everybody getting reps to one of the backup running backs being inactive and the other only getting 10. But for some reason, you still need to put him on the field. And every one of them Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes highlights when the pressure's a problem, guess who's on the field in the running back position? Damn near every single one of them. I don't know if you noticed that, but 33 is.
He has said they had to coach better, but I don't think he's been specific what you're talking about.
It should start there and stop there. It should start – if what I just watched, Ron, if the expectations are for Lake and Tomlinson to go out there and not even one time get hip tossed by a really good NFL interior defensive tackle,
Vita Vea,
then we're not realistic. If the thought is for Jarrett Patterson to go out there and play so clean, he singled Jarrett Patterson out in his postgame. I mean, in his press conference yesterday. I mean, are you kidding me? It's a sixth round pick, Jarrett Patterson. Yeah, he got beat once, right? I mean, yeah, Ed Ingram got beat one time. He got hip tossed. He got his feet tied up. But though, that's not why you can't play good offensive football. It's not why you can't win football games with the offensive side of the ball. I mean, the overall pressures. How many guys are getting pressures and sacks? Like, that's fine. We can talk about those stats. But this is not you can win with this offensive line. You can win with this offensive line. You can win with this crew. You're not giving yourself a chance to win. By design, by scheme, by game plan, by giving your quarterback options, by adjusting in game, you're not giving your guys a chance.
All right. We'll throughout the show look at it as it is a tape drop. It is usually Tuesday or Wednesday. as Clint looked and watched most of the entire game. We'll throughout the show get some thoughts on that. Coming up here as we continue here on The Drive, injury news. We'll see, you know, this isn't helpful with the offense. Some good, some bad, but there's going to be a player who's been playing a lot the first 2 weeks that is going to be on injury reserve. We'll discuss and let you know the latest on that. Coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
See a lot of people texting in, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. People are jumping in with thoughts. Yeah, man, it's not a surprise. Like, you know, nobody gets annoyed more about it's early, it's week two stuff more than I think this show. I think it really gets under your skin. I would just say to you all, I know Tyler as well, I would say to you all, I hear you. Nobody has said it's over. But
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I don't mind talking about October or November when October and November get here. But damn it, it is September the 17th, and it is week two. And I'll be damned, we have to talk about what the hell we're seeing right now. And what the hell we're seeing right now ain't anywhere near the thoughts and the expectations that they have set for themselves. Now, it gets better, and there's some changes in November and December. We'll talk about it. But it ain't November or December. It's September. It's week two. All right? And I get the thought. Nobody is dismissing any of that. But, damn it, we got to talk about what's happening right now.
look, that we Ron, we have 6 weeks of training camp, man. We have 6 weeks of training camp.
OTAs, mandatory mini camp.
A bye week and 2 weeks to prepare for what we watched yesterday, our Monday night. All the world watched. And we just the this isn't what it's this. I guess the most frustrating part to me is it's not. It is everybody. It's a layered issue. It is about communication. It is about players making plays. It is about an O-line that's not great. It is about a skill group that's not great. But it like if you can't put what you do have in place to just schematically win. If you can't turn the tape on and say, look, guys, yeah, we're getting heated up right here, man. But look, there's a slant right here. There's a quick out right here. There's a shake route right here. There's a fade right here versus press. Ball should have been up in 2 seconds, in 0.5 seconds, right? When that's not the reality over and over and over again, that it's not you can't go to it and say, guys, just have to execute. You know, when you've got free runners, there's free runners all over the place. I can vividly remember a corner and two different safeties and multiple linebackers, free runners at the quarterback. You know, that's a problem.
No.
I mean, that's not a my guy's better than you problem. That's a scheme problem.
Some news that some good, some bad that actually affects the offense. One, yesterday, Texans wide receiver, or in Monday's game, Texans wide receiver Justin Watson kind of limped off the field. Well, the latest with that, according to Aaron Wilson, is he is sidelined indefinitely with a calf Achilles injury. Excuse me, a calf Achilles injury that he suffered in the game against the Buccaneers. Very important to note that it is not a tear. It didn't tear. But likely an injured reserve designation, and there's a potential he could return later on in the season. So it's not a tear, but there is some sort of a calf Achilles issue with Justin Watson. But as D'Amico said yesterday when he spoke, you could have heard that on In the Loop and with us yesterday, Christian Kirk, Braxton Berrios are expected to be back, and Clint did see them at practice. So that's a big deal, but Justin Watson, somebody held Clint. We were wondering if he would make the team. Clearly in the first 2 weeks, I understand Christian Kirk and Berrios weren't there, but clearly in the first 2 weeks, he was one of the guys that Nick Caley and company trusted because he was out there getting more targets than the rookies that they had out there, the other guys they had out there. So somebody at the very least that they trust is going to miss some more time at the receiving room at Justin Watson.
Yeah, it's a guy that they've had to lean on. I mean, it's unfortunate because, I mean, like you said, I mean, if you just like skill wise, if you rated all the wide receivers, I would say he would be seventh or eighth on the list of guys that you feel like can go out there and separate, and guys that can make plays and guys that can threaten the defense. But he'd become a guy that CJ was comfortable throwing the football to. In a time when they needed a guy that at least CJ was comfortable throwing the football to. So, you know, hate to hear that the young fella got hurt, but it's one of those deals where if he's going to get hurt, do it in a week where you're getting Christian Kirk back and you're getting Braxton Berrios back.
Yeah, so that is the latest there as there's an injury. All right, man, I wanted to hit you and the people with this yesterday and just kind of talk. We're watching the film. You're looking at this. And we talked about it yesterday. I was surprised, not shocked, because I think Baker Mayfield and that Bucs offense is one of the better offenses in the league, especially when they're completely whole. But when you look at the Texans and what they're able to do, I was a bit surprised that Baker Mayfield and that offense was able in 2 minutes to drive 80 yards and score a touchdown on the Texans defense. And you know, hey, Baker's done it 2 weeks in a row, right? They did it against Atlanta, had a big drive late that he was able to orchestrate. I'm wondering to you right now, C.J. Stroud in this offense, in this position, and we've watched C.J. Stroud do this. His rookie year, we watched him do it against Cincinnati. We watched him do it against the Bucs. We watched him do it multiple times in his short career. And I don't think that was really ever a wonder. You confident? What's your confident level? Are you confident that CJ could do what Baker did with this offense, that they need a touchdown to either tie, win, or whatever? They got to get into the end zone 2 minutes. They got to go 80 yards. You confident right now that CJ and this offense can pull that off?
Well, I'm glad you added this offense, because I was going to say I'm confident CJ could pull it off.
Yeah,
I'm not confident. I'm not confident that this offense is even going to give him a chance, to be completely honest with you. Like, I just don't. There's 80 yards. 80 yards in 2 minutes? Yeah, that would be against a good defense like Baker did against the Texans. What is a good defense? Maybe not as great as we thought it was going to be. I think they've shown some struggles here of late, but still only gave up. What did they give up? 21, 20?
20. 14, week one, 20.
This offense, no. I'm confident that C.J. Stroud, if
they get
this.
So you still have C.J.
Look, if they get this thing humming, I don't doubt in any way, shape, or form that C.J. Stroud is absolutely tremendous when things are going right. It's when things are rough right now, how does he handle this situation is the thing that I think that's the biggest question surrounding a young quarterback.
Yeah, I know you, and I think just watching the games, I agree. As you said, this offensive line you can win with. But I'm not sure that I feel great about this offensive line. And as you would say, the protection overall. Hey, man, we know you got to pass. We know you got to drop back and pass. That is something that, because oddly, they're going to play a lot of tight games with this defense, right? Like against, and that's the real scary thing about the Texans is they're going to play a lot of tight games, and they're probably going to play a lot of tight games with everybody. Right, they could play a tight game against the Jags. They could play a tight game against the Titans. The Titans hell are playing tight games against other teams. They'll play a tight game against, you know, a team like the Bucks or the Rams. They did, and they're probably going to have moments where they got to get the ball and drive it to win the game. And that is to me one of the areas of concern is what does the protection do when they know everybody in the building knows you got to throw. Can they hold up enough?
And I tell you, they Ron, I'll be honest with you. Watching, I don't have a, and I know when you say pass protection, you don't mean just the offensive line. You put Nick Chubb or Woody Marks at this point on the field, this offensive line, I think they'll be fine. I think they'd be fine.
Yeah.
I think they'd be fine. Now, you're going to cut the splits and you're going to crowd the box and you're going to run 22-yard routes where nobody's even looking at the quarterback. Now, that puts a kink in things.
All right, coming up, let's hear from our guy, Cecil Shorts III. He was out there getting it Monday night at that game, too, boy. I mean,
he was.
There was one point where I felt like he needed a water break. He was running back and forth.
Hey, when he was throwing them towels, I mean, he was down there screaming enough to where I was like, damn, all right, Cecil, damn, I hear you up here in the press box.
I'm sitting there thinking, he needs a water. I know he does. But Cecil, we'll get his thoughts on.
Boy, look clean in the Board of Health, too, down there.
On what he was seeing coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Big day today here on The Drive. We'll hear from the head coach coming up at 3 o'clock. And C.J. Stroud also speaking to the media. And the 4 o'clock hour, we'll hear from our guy Brandon Scott. I've already talked to him this week. He has been ready for his Texans report coming up at 4:40. So stay tuned for that. But we talked to our guy who doesn't know it, but he's going to be here every week with the Cecil Shorts III. He jumps on with us before we get to Cecil Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 and presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, just starting at $30. For your first year, that's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, Cecil, I know you are, as everyone should be, in the patient boat. I think you are, your boat's bigger, but I think you're in the let's get patient, be patient with this offense boat. They did score multiple touchdowns this week. They didn't score touchdowns in week one. Your feeling after watching that game Monday, You were there. I know you were there. You're feeling now. Did you feel better about the offense coming out of that game?
No, I didn't. It might feel a little worse. Like, you know, when you play Monday night, you always want to put a good showing on. Now the entire world sees where your glaring holes are. You know what I mean? And my boat, as you mentioned, it was big. It was patient. Now it's getting smaller. And it's getting frustrating. Now I'm starting to question Seven a little bit. Is he holding the ball too long? Because there's moments where, in my opinion, the sack is on him because I feel like he can get rid of the ball. Whether that's even your check downs, whether that's missing a guy or a guy is open or the guy's not getting open. It's just a multitude of things that to me stand out glaringly. The protection up front and not understanding simple protections. They're bringing five and we don't, or bringing six and they're bringing four off one side of the field and we can't slide. The Texans can't slide that way or understand, hey, we got to block inside out, not outside in. So inside is most important. So we got to make sure we stop the holes closest to the center and the guard and the tackles and let the guys on the outside, the ends or the backers blitzing on the outside, we let them go. We can avoid them by stepping up in the pocket, getting rid of the ball, whatever the case may be. So there are some things that's concerning. And I'm not necessarily in full blanket panic mode yet, but I am not liking what I'm seeing, if I'm honest.
So Cecil, and you and Clint can jump to this. Like, maybe the audience doesn't know exactly, you know, all right, the ins and out of a blitz pickup, and Clint gives his best to try to explain in the most simplest form, just like you did. Clearly, the frustration that I hear from both of you is that this isn't ranking up into the real difficult, exotic blitz pickups that some offenses have to do and deal with. This stuff seems to be the way that you guys are so frustrated when you talk about it. It sounds like this stuff is not that hard when it comes to what you have to do.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To pick up blitzes in the NFL.
It's... to me, I'm not going to act like it's easy to pick up a blitz. Ty Bowles, these guys are really good at kind of disguising it at times. But if you watch the film, like show, I mean, Clint can speak for it. It's, you see it coming. Like you know it's coming, whether they're four on one side, whether there's whatever, you know something is coming. So it's about communicating, and it's about getting the right guy to the right person. And it just seems like over and over and over again, they aren't communicating well, whether that's coming from CJ to the offensive line, whether that's Nick Cayley to the offensive line, or Nick Cayley to CJ, and CJ's not relaying what he's supposed to. I know he has more control up front now. And I expected some of this, right? I did, because it's a new offense. And again, I'm trying to be patient. But at the same time, you're in the NFL. And 0-2 does not look good. And 0-2 is not the easiest thing to come back from, as we all know what the statistics say about 0-2 teams going to the Super Bowl, right? So it's very frustrating because, again, it's not extremely exotic. Ty Bowles does a really good job with Tampa Bay and over there, but it's not extremely exotic. You know what's coming. You know what to expect. It's about executing when that time comes. And they did not do a good job, whether it was the running back, whether it was – I mean, Darway got pushed around. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to dog on Darway. He does some good things on special teams. But as far as him being a third down back, that should be Woody Marks. That's just what it is. It should be Woody on the field and Nick Chubb right now. Darway should not be on offense.
Yeah, see, so when it comes to the blitz, man, it's not about picking it up. I mean, it's I don't in any way, shape, or form want to minimize how difficult it is as a 300-pounder to identify, you know, do all these things to physically pick it up. It's the ability or inability to identify, right, and then have answers. Like that's the frustration with me is that there's. It's way too often that they don't identify it, and they've got receivers running with their back to the quarterback 20 yards downfield, and you don't have answers for the pressure, right? It should be the other way. You have the quick answers, and if they bail, then you work down the field, right? And it seems like it's backwards, and it seems like it's very elementary to me. But Cecil, I'm watching this film. I'm absolutely livid. Now, it has to do with the film, and it also has to do with D'Amico Ryan's comments, yesterday or whenever it was he spoke to the media first and kind of combining that. But one thing I saw in the film, and I'm curious to you, I know it's me as a quarterback, I'm my blood's boiling, but there were three different times in the game that I could count. There may have been one more, but I'm going to go three, where you've got like the slant route that 19 caught early in the game over the middle. You had Nico Collins and 19 both cut splits running slants, damn near ran fate right into each other. You got the same thing on dig routes with cut splits later on in the game, and I can't remember who caught it, but they almost ran into each other. You've got two, well, I call them box routes or square routes, the old Peyton Manning delay on the outside, right, where 5 yards mm-hmm. stop and then come straight down the line. You had once mm-hmm. where the tight end and the slot receiver ran that same route right on top of each other. How in your mind as a pro, as playing that position, how many times is it acceptable for that to happen in a game?
Zero. Zero, like period. Spacing is about the passing. Passing game is about spacing. That's where you, Clint, the quarterback, can see exactly what's going on. They can see the defense. The receiver, the tight end, the running back can see what the coverage is and what's going on. And I talked about it last week. When you condense the splits, it brings a lot of pressure on the quarterback and the guys because you're bringing everybody into one area. And I love condensed splits when you use them right. But it just seems like it's just congested. And when you have guys close to running to each other, it shouldn't be that way. Like, I don't know how often you should be calling, like, mirror routes, meaning they're running the same route going into each other in a condensed split. That doesn't even make sense to me.
I agree.
When it comes to that, it's everything. Spacing is everything. Because now you're helping the quarterback see where that defensive back – the defensive guy's got to make a decision. And now with spacing, he can see where he wants to go. His decision made, boom, I'm going here. His decision made, boom, I'm going there. But when you have it like that, it's just not going to be successful, man, period.
Well, the interesting part, the reason I bring that up, Cecil, is because we spend so much time talking about the quarterback and the offensive line, and rightfully so. They deserve it. But there's some other things. And we spend a lot of time talking about the offensive coordinator. But if these receivers are going to, the slants are going to run face into each other, the box routes on top of each other, both guys running the same exact route 2 yards apart, I mean, that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're not running enough quick stuff as it is, and when you do run quick stuff, you've got mistakes like that. I mean, it's impossible to play winning football on the offensive side of the ball when that kind of stuff's happening.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I want to go back to a point you made when you first started talking. You were like, guys are running down the field 20 yards, or the blitz is coming, and we have no answers, right? Texans have no answers for the blitzes. That right there is about acknowledgement at the line of scrimmage and having solutions, right? We talk about solution based. Like, literally, if this guy's coming, CJ should see at the line of scrimmage, or he should be taught to see at the line of scrimmage, hey, you're pointing. Hey, if he comes, I'm pointing to that backer, or I'm pointing to that nickel, I'm pointing to that safety. If he comes, you're hot. So that way, if they do come, you have an answer. And not only can it be a five, not only is it just an answer, it could be a big play. It can slow the blitz down. If you keep hitting a five-yard hitch route or a simple mesh route, whatever the case may be, every single time they blitz, they're going to stop blitzing. Because that's 5 yards a single pop. You got me? Like, you got to have answers. That's one of the, that was a great point by you. Because there's no reason if they're blitzing that, and sometimes they're going to bring more than what you got. Sometimes they are going to confuse you. But the point is that for you, and the whole point of D'Amico coming to the presser last week and saying, hey, the pre-snap hustle, or they got to get to the line of scrimmage faster, was so that CJ and the offense can see it. So they can see what's going on. So that's frustrating. They got to figure that out ASAP, because that can help in your passing game and help the offense continue to go down the field. And then once you hit that a few times, not even 8 or 9 times, you hit it once, twice, maybe 3 times, that will slow down the blitz, and now you can go back to your basics in the offense.
Hey, Cecil, all joking aside, that hamburger competition down there was off the charts, because –
Hey, that's my favorite.
Hey, man.
That's my favorite.
I don't know how much there, but old boy left his tomato on the turf, man. What was wrong with his ass, man? He's got to be killing himself today.
I
hope,
man,
somebody in his family
had, he was winning.
Oh, I know. I thought the other boy was going to blow his hamstring out, man. I'm telling you. I hope somebody had a reaction Monday on his ass too, dropping that tomato on the turf. You kidding me, man? Are you kidding? I don't know how much they're paying you over there, Cecil, to do that gig, man, but it ought to double, man. You do a hell of a job, man. I'm in the press box and you get me rolling, bro. So good job, man.
Yeah, me tired. Hey, I appreciate it, man.
Say it again.
Come on, pay that man. Damn.
Me tired as hell throwing that towel. All right. Hey, leave us with a little positive here, if you can. You've watched them for 2 weeks. What is, you know, there are some difficult things they have on this offense, but they've got to find ways to be more successful. If you're Nick Caley, what is the one thing or things that you would lean on early on, what you're seeing, that you would lean on as a positive thing that you would try to exploit or attack for this offense? What's that one thing?
You know what, honestly, I'm loving what I'm seeing from Woody Marks. Like, we hit Woody Marks. I keep saying we gotta be more professional. We Texans hit Woody Marks in a flat one time and got 37 yards, and then we never seen that him in the flat ever again the rest of the game. We ain't see him go to the flat. We ain't see him even complete a pass to the flat ever the rest of the game. Like, that was exciting to me. Woody Marks playing a lot. He pass protect well. Chubb, again, not the most explosive guy anymore, but he's still darn good. And he's good enough to get positive yards. He does not fall backwards. He'll fall forward every single time. So for me, I would try to emphasize that running game a little bit more. Emphasize getting Woody Marks in a little bit more. I would take Darray out, make him specifically with Frank Ross, who's doing a really good job. As a matter of fact, Frank Ross kept the Texans in the game last week, if you ask me. He did a heck of a job dialing up that blitz and almost got twice, blocked that punt twice. But I would emphasize the run game more, and then go down the field. Yeah. Nico Collins got 9 targets last game. It didn't feel like it. It honestly didn't feel like it. And I don't know how many were legit targets. You know what I mean? So that's what I would suggest.
All right, Cecil, man. We appreciate you. Hopefully you're ready around this time next week, because we're going to call you.
Sounds good.
All right, Cecil. That's former Houston Texan Cecil Shorts III. A lot there from Cecil. And it's not personal, Darre. From Cecil to myself, Clint, it's just they're not putting him in the best position possible for him. They're just not for him and the team. And good dude, good player, just shouldn't be the third down back. All right, coming up, D'Amico Ryans. We'll hear from him as they turn the page and start to look towards the Jags in a huge, huge division game on the road in Jacksonville. We'll hear his thoughts coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.